with amongst friends. And so, see, here's the thing.
This is the Shade Files edition.
Exactly. The shape. Don't you even open your mouth. We ain't even got good and into the show to even introduce you. So, no, you get none of that.
Amongst friends, we just got verbally pimp slapped
I
in
mean,
our
just,
studio. In our
oh,
studio.
You can't come on the show now.
In our
You ain't
studio.
got the answers, Sway. You ain't got the answers, man. No.
Forgive us being a little more amped up than
Right.
usual,
He
but
didn't
I'll
crunk it.
be the
No. You can turn his mic off. That's
Nope.
what you do. Turn his mic off.
I'll plug it. I'll plug
Let's
it.
unplug it. Anyway, before we get into it, this is what's going to happen. So, matter of fact, I'm gonna open this joint up and let this be a live show, Breezy. We're gonna go to nine. We got 9:30.
Hey, I'm staying for a
You
call.
know what? We're gonna go. What time you gotta be back home?
I need to check with my people first, before I could, give you a definite time.
Can you text?
Like my publicist and my agent.
See,
This
nigga
done lost his
right here.
goddamn
This nigga right here.
mind.
This
I don't know
nigga
what
right
just
here.
happened in
This
the
nigga
building,
right
but
here.
this nigga done lost his goddamn mind. I don't know who he think he is.
This nigga right here.
This is the
I'm
Amongst
just saying because
Friends radio
I need to
show.
make sure, I don't have any other interviews
No,
involved.
Slim. That's not how
So
it
must let's
goes.
give us
That's
before we get
not
into the
how it
backdrop, you
goes.
can reach us at 760-683-2622.
2662.
Get at us at amongst underscore friends on Twitter. Of course, Amongst Friends Radio Talk Show and the Amongst Friends. Now we got the plus each other. Let me tell you what this nigga done did when he came up in here. So here we are. We try to revamp the show for y'all to give y'all more enjoyable, interactive experience. That's what we do. We are of the people, hence Amongst Friends. And so, this new addition, but we ain't too sure about that right
Listen,
now.
that ain't confirmed.
You know
That's
what
what I'm
I'm
gonna say. It's not confirmed. I thought it was. You know what I'm
gonna
saying?
carry me like this before?
I mean, so here's the
Really?
thing. So we were
Deeper.
vetting a new co-host for the Amongst Friends radio talk show.
Right, background checks and everything.
And I was like, he's a potential internet sensation.
Has the makings if you
You
act
know,
right.
exactly. So, he was on the Wendy Williams show on
What are
Monday.
you doing?
Know what? Give me the mic.
And so, I was like, hey, this is what you need to do. This is what needs to happen, blah, blah, blah. So you could gain momentum, whatever, whatever.
Try to season his chicken.
Right. So he brushed everything I say off like it's nothing.
Brush his shoulders off.
Right. So I was like, why don't you come over to the Amongst Friends, sit down with us, talk with us. Hey, this is an avenue for you to kind of build up some more
Or
momentum.
your minor celebrity status.
Exactly. So, but let me tell you what he did, my friend. He said, oh, I'm waiting for a talk show to holler at me. And then you know what he said? He said, no, a real one.
I did not say a real. Drop the mic. I
Listen.
did not say a
What's
real
his face left
one.
eating?
No, I
Like
meant like
what?
a TV talk show or something like that. That's what I meant, like a
See what
TV
I'm
talk show.
You ain't got to lie, Craig. You ain't got to lie.
Right. I mean, he just came all sideways, throwing all kinds of
No, I
shade.
wasn't throwing no
He
tea, no
came in here.
shade.
He came
And
in.
that's what, and then, and wait,
No tea,
please
no
somebody
shade.
tell me this. Tell me this. Why is it that when people be like, no tea, no shade, and then throw hella shade? Like, let me rub your shoulder,
This nigga came in eclipse in the room, basically.
Right. He was like, this all you got? You ain't got no studio? I mean, the caliber of talent just sitting here, like we ain't nothing.
I'm not sure if, and we ain't gonna say his name just yet because he ain't got garnered that attention.
Exactly.
So I just want to say, I'm not sure if he knew that Def Jam Records started in a college dorm, so it had to start somewhere.
Def Jam Records?
Def Jam Records started off in Rick Rubin and Russ Simmons' college dorm.
What year was that?
It doesn't matter.
No, because wouldn't know that. No, I'm not throwing shade.
How long ago was that?
I'm not throwing shade, but all I'm just saying is I probably wouldn't know that because that's not my age range. That wouldn't be my age.
Yo,
range.
He came.
So
for
I don't
you.
Know.
Oh, he came for you.
Breezy, you're a man of a certain age. You're a man of a certain age. I'm not that age. So I wouldn't know. I just wouldn't know.
Amongst friends, he just called me the Morgan Freeman of Amongst Friends.
Yes, he did.
I know.
Old forever.
Yes,
I wouldn't know Def Jam Records because, I mean, I know people who would sign on to Def Jam Records, but I mean, I just wouldn't sit there and research Def Jam Records because that's not my age bracket.
Off small.
What is your age bracket? 19? Because clearly you're clueless.
I'm 34 years old.
How old you think I am?
Oh, how old are you?
I'm 36.
Seriously,
right here?
Are you serious?
It's coming some furniture move up in here, Munch.
Oh,
y'all hit a mic drop on
my. You look mature for your age.
Nigga, he calling you old to your face.
No. Like you act mature.
Yeah,
my friends, I just want to know who's going to have my bail money.
He's about to go off right now. It's not looking good for the kids.
He acts mature,
It's not looking good for the kids.
36. Turn 36 in June, nigga.
See, and you, where are you from? Because see, I'm from South Carolina, so I don't know. Are you from like New York, New Jersey, up north somewhere, DC?
Nope.
Oh,
I'm from Denver. And they laughed at my hometown.
Right. He's coming for you hard.
No, I'm not coming for you. I'm just like,
Yes, this black folks in Denver.
Are you really from Denver?
See, I'm most friends. Who gonna have my bail money ready?
I'm just asking. How long have you been here?
Well, I didn't move. Is this an interview now?
Right.
I didn't move here from Denver, though. But I've been here, it'll be 7 years.
You ain't got to explain yourself to him.
I'm asking questions.
No, what you're doing is offering up insults.
No, I'm not. I'm just asking questions.
So, amongst friends, how about let's put it to the people.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we think of you know, adding this particular person. family, what do you think?
Shay.
This is where you can call us in and let us know.
760-683-2662. Hit us up in our Facebook group or on our Twitter page at amongst_friends.
Now, having that shade aside, D, what's going on with you? How are you?
So we're just going to ignore him.
No. I mean, you know, if he want to chime in, we might let him.
No, let's get to the conversation. How are you?
So everyone... We're considering, I don't know, do you have...
What are your credentials, first of all? What makes you qualify for this job? And don't say...
I was on the, how you doing?
No, I wasn't going to say that. I was going to say, it's me.
Nigga, please.
That's all I was going to say. Okay.
So, that's it?
That's it.
That's all you got?
Yeah, that's all I have.
Can you speak in the mic?
I thought I was speaking in the mic.
Clearly not if I ask you to speak into the mic.
Okay. So can you hear me? Can y'all hear me now?
I hear you better.
Okay. Thanks.
So that's it? That's all
you got? Yeah, it's me. You know what? I think I can bring...
More character to the show.
Besides Shade?
See,
so you just want to bring a big ass tree?
No, I'm saying more character because character is already in the show, so I can bring a little bit more character. You know, I can bring a little bit more of my personality. I can, you know, a little bit more diversity. I can help, you know,
diversity.
Right, everybody likes diversity nowadays.
Is that right?
Yes. Yeah.
Nigga, this ain't no affirmative action quota we trying to fill here. We're trying to put a bus in the seat, nigga.
Right.
trying to add a little bit more diversity, you know, some young, fresh ideas. Are you really from Denver?
No, nigga, he just sound like he from Denver.
I don't know what Denver people sound like.
Well, technically, he sound like he from the West Coast.
Well, I thought he was from, like, from New York or New Jersey.
How did you hear that?
Or something. You know, it's the style. His style.
What's his style?
How he speaks, but his style.
What's his style?
You know, like the old school New York kind of thing. Like the guy, like the, you know. Let me just
show I do wear t-shirts, khakis, and Chuck Taylors too, but
see?
It ain't that
that's
time of year right
coast.
Now.
You got your coast and your stuff.
Again, I never lived on the West Coast.
Clearly.
I wouldn't know. But his swag, that's the word I'm looking for, his swag. I thought his swag was just New Yorkish or Jersey, somewhere northern. That's all.
Okay.
So, can we get back to what we were talking about? What were we talking about? Back to me. Okay. So, you know, I can add some young, fresh ideas to the show. You know, bring up.
You ain't got
topics.
That answer, Sway.
Yes, I do. I do. So, yeah, so that's what makes me so qualified.
Womp. Womp.
Well, I don't watch this part, Bram. Womp, womp.
But aside from all of that, everybody, do you have a radio handle, or are you just JF?
I'm just JF. That's it. I don't have a JF.
Hey man, it's your world.
It's your world. It would be whatever you decided.
But see, if I pick Jamaica, I would have to be Jamaica all the time when I come in here.
Sure. Let me tell you.
These niggas, these multiple personalities is getting to me.
They
listen.
Big personality.
Jamaica.
I'm expecting another person to walk in now.
It would. I'm just being perfectly honest with you. It would be a whole nother person.
JF. Does JF stand for something?
His name.
My name.
Okay. Well, we don't give names on here, so that's all good.
Okay. So I'll do Jamaica.
So we have Jamaica in the building.
Jamaica, that's right.
Well, could you leave and come back with Jamaica?
You want me to leave and come back with Jamaica?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll hold it down until you get back.
Yeah.
You know what? Not a problem. How long do you need me to say? It didn't take long.
Drop the mic and pick it back up. That's all I need you to do. Can Jamaica come into the building? I don't, Lord. Hold on. Let me. Father God, in the name of Jesus.
Take the wheel, Jesus.
Cover us right now for whatever may happen when Jamaica enters the building.
No one said amen.
Amen.
Good evening, everybody. Good evening. This is Jamaica. How y'all doing? How is everyone? Breezy, how are you? Breezy, I'm speaking to you. Breezy, that means you can speak now. How are you? Right, Breezy.
Okay. Send me one more time. I'm good.
Okay, well.
Ms. D, how was your day?
It's D-Rob.
I like Ms. D better.
I didn't ask you what you like.
But I just told you.
Okay, but I didn't ask you.
You didn't have
Nor
to
do I care.
Oh. I don't care that you don't care. But I like Ms. D better. But I'll go with D-Rob. How was your day?
You see, it turned left. real quick.
Y'all asked for her to come in the building.
Okay. Well, tell her to sit down somewhere.
Tell her.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Just sit down.
Mm-hmm. Have a couple seats.
Yeah. Come in slow.
Come in slow?
Yeah.
Okay. Bring people in slow?
Yeah. You know.
We weren't ready. We weren't ready.
We weren't ready. Y'all prayed about this and everything.
Well,
God prepared y'all.
Sometimes we don't know what we're praying for. Sometimes.
God prepared you all.
If you wait. If you could see Breezy's eyes right now, he's like,
"We don't know what we want to be here."
Doggy.
So sometimes she can come host. She can come
Sometimes. She might be a little much. She seems a little aggressive.
She's not aggressive.
She seems a little aggressive.
She's not aggressive. Aggressive is such a harsh word.
Okay. She seems a little aggressive.
I don't like aggressive. Find another word.
Okay.
Oh, this is
cute. Aggressive.
Wait a minute.
Too forward. How about that?
Who?
Too forward.
No. Aggressive is the word.
This is really good.
It
forward.
It should stay on the table.
Okay. I like forward. Aggressive. Breezy. Why do I want to call you Chris?
I'm out.
I think I might have called you Chris. 760-683-2662.
Call in and be a part of the conversation.
Just to let you know, homie, I've been Breezy longer than C. Breezy. I've been Breezy Taylor for 15 years. That's always been me.
Oh, okay. Breezy.
So, and I know.
I just have to get used to it.
Ain't no Chris.
That's where I would. Chris Brown, Chris Breezy. Okay, that's why I want to call him Chris.
Clean it up, Jamaica.
You know what? Here we go. No, this is Jacoby. Just ask Jamaica to sit down for a second. She's coming back.
When?
I don't know yet. You'll figure it out. You'll find out.
Pray.
You all right, Breezy?
So, like we were saying, we'll be going, as you can tell, in a different direction.
Mm-hmm. Uh-oh.
What's that?
They can't hear it. So, we have to bid a tearful adieu.
To Miss Bree Cooley.
Who we love. But she's actually got a lot on her plate, and we understand that. So now we're just looking for another personality.
Or two. Or three. Or four.
Not all from the same person.
No, not all from the same person.
I mean, possible.
Let's keep your spirit within.
Possible. I can give you about three people.
So who is JF? Let the people know who JF is.
Well, JF is... I'm a family man, of course. I'm married. I have two wonderful sons. I am married to a wonderful husband. And I'm actually the guy who was recently on the Wendy Williams show.
You know what?
Wait, Breezy. You asked me to... Didn't you? I'm sorry. Didn't you ask me to explain who I was?
I did.
Then let me explain.
So first of all, you're going to bring your tone down.
Well, he asked me a question.
Okay.
So, like I said, I'm a family man. Mm-hmm. I'm married to a wonderful husband. Mm-hmm. I have two wonderful kids, two wonderful boys. And like I said, I was most recently on the Wendy Williams show, and they asked me a question. They asked me, how do I feel about Janet Jackson taking out the sexiness of her new album? Now, granted, I know why she took the sexiness out of it, because, you know, religious beliefs, her husband, blah, blah, blah. I get all that. I still don't like it. I think the album's horrible. So I answer the question. I think the album's horrible. It's garbage. It's trash. It's mess. So I like the old Janet. I like sexy Janet. I like anytime, any place Janet. I like Demita Joe Janet. I don't like this new Janet. I mean, I understand why she did it, but she's still going to sell because she's Janet. That's the only reason why the album's selling, because she's jamming. But people are going to fall asleep on it, just like I have several times. That's all.
You actually said something else.
What did I say?
She took the sexiness out.
Oh, yes. Exactly. That's exactly what I said. I think she took the sexiness out of the album so that she wouldn't have to compete with Beyonce. She's just...
You know, I just heard like 1,000 phones just dropped.
Right. Like, what?
Please explain. Please explain.
Explain what part do you want me to explain?
The last part. The last part. I take it you were a Beyonce fan.
I am a Beyonce fan. I'm a Janet fan as well.
Then you should know that there should be no comparison.
Then you should know that there is a comparison.
You ain't got the answer, Sway.
Yes, I do, Sway. Who's Sway?
Yet he said he wants to be on a different radio show.
I did not say, oh, here we go.
He don't know.
Here we go.
The people in the industry.
Like we do, because obviously we in the know.
Right, but you know, we...
We are
we ain't nothing.
Yeah,
you know, we don't know nothing.
Here we go. I'm just back to my point. My point was that Janet, I think she realistically, she took all of the sexiness out of this new album because she did not want to compete with Beyonce. Because Beyonce made a transition to incorporate sexy in her new album. And in her new shows and her tours and things like that, she's putting the sexiness in. Before she wasn't doing all of this. Janet, of course, Janet invented sexy. She truly, truly did. However, Janet is a woman of a certain age, and she looks good for her age. She really, really does look good for her age. However, comma, pause for the effect, she's not B.
Several seats have them.
You all could chime in.
760-683-2662.
You know, I have not heard the album. I do like.
How many songs do you like?
I haven't heard the album. The only song I heard is the one that I like, which is her single with the remix pitching J. Cole.
Talking about the sleep song?
Is that what it's called? Yeah. I like that.
The song.
Huh?
You don't even know the name of the song. No, I do like the song where her and Missy Elliott.
I said I heard the song. I said I was a fan of the song.
Oh.
So, this is my opinion on both of them. Because I am of a certain age, as I was told. I'm only a year and a half older than you are. But still, I think Janet forgot more sexiness than Beyonce can ever garner.
Mm. Yeah, man, is that what you think?
That's my opinion. I mean, because I am more of a...
Keep going.
I've always just been a Janet, you know, a Janet fan. Not taking it away from Bay, but I'm definitely a part of the Bay Hive. That's for sure.
I mean, I would understand why you'd be a Janet fan, because, again, your age bracket. But I'm just saying...
Yeah, that's a right there.
The sleep song.
That sounds sexy to me. I could do some things for that.
That's what she's talking about. Sleep, Janet, sleep. That's what she's talking about.
I can make a baby for that one, though.
You
want to
make a baby to that?
What'd you say?
I said, if you want to make a baby to that, good luck. There are far more other, more sexier songs to make
such
a baby
as.
Off of.
What this is, I'm... I was of a certain age.
Listen, no, sir.
No, I'm not saying.
Are you joining
no.
the shade?
Yes, that was shade.
No, I just want to know, where's your take on those two?
What do you mean? On what two?
Beyonce, I'm a year older than you.
Since you're a woman of a certain age,
I'm a year older than you are.
Are you throwing shade?
Absolutely.
I'm older than you.
You're not.
How old are you?
You're not older than
you. You don't know? You all got the answers, right? You You ain't got the answer.
Play that for him so he'll know who's right. Way.
You just told me that you're 36.
Mm-hmm. I'm older than you.
You're older than me, yes, absolutely. But you're not older than D-Rob.
How old am I?
I know how old you are. You'll be 40 next year.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, God.
I was going to say, since I'm older than you, what's your take on those two?
Babe? You thought she was older than you? No, you thought she was younger than you?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
What did you say?
Absolutely no.
Wait. Hold
far
up.
From it.
Sir.
Ma'am.
What are you trying to say?
Okay, she's on the ma'am level now. Yes, ma'am.
What are you trying to say?
What are you?
Hell no.
I'm saying.
No. Uh-uh. Wait a minute. No. Are you serious?
About what? He asked the question. He thought I was just making clear, giving him some type of clarification.
You ain't got the answers, Dwight.
I was trying to see what her opinions are.
He was throwing shade. Now, no doubt. He was throwing shade.
Oh, yeah, he was.
Because he was like, he knows.
Breezy.
Yeah, you know
damn
well. We
ain't the same age. Say, Tree, I mean, you came here eclipsed in the room.
Don't try to put it back on me. It's on you. Stop trying to put it on me. No. No, sir.
And it was like, ain't no way in hell you're older than D.
No, sir. What the hell? No, sir, you will not do that to me. No.
But you said it.
No.
It came out of your mouth.
The whole time
when you first walked up in this joint, you was just like, "Let's not only do I got Shay, but I brought my own tea." Yeah. Thanks.
he walked in. Is your place?
Right.
No.
Talk about. You ain't got nothing on the wall.
Because
white walls.
I like stuff on the wall.
Sense.
I
grew
up.
No tea, no shame.
No, no, no.
White walls empty.
That's
pretty
sad. Because I like to see family pictures and little artwork.
Pictures.
Artwork.
He's like, yeah, whatever.
That's not enough.
You know, artwork, some scotch.
You see this, Johnny?
But ain't no.
I need to see life in a house when you walk in.
Life.
I need to see a home. There you go. A home.
It's just a doorbell.
That was shade.
No, it was shade.
Remember.
It was shade.
No,
it was shade.
That was shade.
It was shade.
No, because maybe before.
I don't know what's wrong with
before
y'all.
Before he got here.
Y'all are truly coming for it tonight.
Before JF got here, your roommate said it is a home, right?
Sir, some stuff should just not be discussed.
But it's a home. So here we go. So this is JF's test run. Still trying to decide. You all can let us know
whether
what
he's
doing.
A good fit or not.
Yeah, y'all can let us know.
I like it.
Join in 760-683-2662. Let us know what you think. Yay or nay.
No, just to let people know, we're going to. We're going to be on air again.
Huh?
When this one going to be on air again?
Not sure.
Okay.
We may pop back up next week. We'll see.
I'll have to check my schedule.
It's been real, my friends. We appreciate y'all. We love you. You always support us, even through all of our changes.
Oh,
you know,
right.
We make little people big.
Ooh, shade.
And good night.
Not the way around. All right, good night.